from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat B'Shalach, Momentous Mara. There was a place called Mara, and the Jews went there immediately after the splitting of the sea. And the question is, what's the significance of this event? And there's some things there that seem kind of strange. Look, let's take a look. They went for 3 days after the splitting of the sea, couldn't find any water. They come to Mara, and they couldn't drink it because it was bitter. The water, there were waters, but they were bitter. So everyone complained to Moshe. They said, what are we going to drink? So he called out to God. Moshe called out to God. He showed him a branch. He took the branch, threw it in the water. It became sweetened. It became drinkable, potable. And then it says something strange. There, he set down the law and the statute. And there he tested him. What law did he set down? What statute? And then Hashem said, if you listen to the voice of God and you do all the good things, then all the plagues that I put on the Egyptians, I won't put that on you because I'm your healer. I'm God, your healer. That's the story. What's the significance of this moment? It must be an important moment. It's right after the splitting of the sea. And I'd like to share with you the thoughts of Rav Yaakov Meidan, rabbi at the Shivat Har Tzion, who was my rebbe for a while in Israel. And this is what he had to say. He said, well, the first question is it positive or is it negative? Is it good for the Jews or bad for the Jews? Did they do well there or not? He tested them there. Did they pass? On the one hand, they complained to Moshe or about Moshe, against Moshe. That's not good. On the other hand, you know, they were thirsty. They walked for 3 days. It was hot. Sometime in April in Israel, in the desert, and they were thirsty. All they said was, what do we drink? What can we drink? They didn't say we want to go back to Egypt, or they didn't go any further. They just said, what can we drink? Which is quite reasonable. So was it positive or negative? So Rav Meidan quotes from the Rashi in Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says that they stood, they were able to withstand the trial. They did well. They didn't really complain that much. But Rashi says, no, it's no good. It's not the greatest situation. They didn't necessarily pass. Then when Hashem says, you know, if you keep the mitzvot, then anything that I said that happened in Egypt won't happen to you. Does that sound like a positive statement? It sounds more like, watch out, you don't want to do the wrong thing because then might what happened to you would happen in Egypt. So it's questionable. The Zohar says, I'm sorry, the Midrash says that it's both, that the verse, I am black and I'm beautiful. So we were both black and beautiful. We on the one hand, there was an element of sin here. They're complaining. On the other hand, it's beautiful that God sent them a beautiful sweetening of the waters. In fact, says Rav Meidan, where do we find the bitter waters and the water becomes sweet? We find the opposite. The opposite is the Sota story. In the beginning of Bamidbar, the book of Numbers, there's a story that the woman is perhaps unfaithful, we're not sure, to her husband, and they do a test, and the name of God is erased in the waters, and then she drinks the potion, and then if she was unfaithful, it becomes bitter waters, and something happens to her. So over here, the question is, says Rav Meidan, they just left Egypt, they complain. What's the nature of that complaint? How bad is it? Well, they tested the waters, and it turns out that the waters were sweet. The Jews passed the test. They were not unfaithful. They may have done some things in Egypt, as it says in Ezekiel 23, maybe that they maybe shouldn't have done. But they made it through. They passed the test. The waters didn't turn bitter. No, the waters were sweetened. So says Rav Meidan, this is the key moment. This is the moment where the Jews decide, will they pass the test? Will they be able to become the Jewish people? Or after all the miracles and everything was done, it's determined that they had sinned in Egypt, they're unfaithful, and they must be condemned. They must have received their own 10 plagues, and we're all doomed. Once they pass this test, says Rav Meitan, that's it forever. You know, once, let's say, if a person has a difficult moment, let's say in the engagement period, so then the wedding's off. But once the wedding goes through and then you make it through the honeymoon and you make it through, then that's it. It's set. Afterwards, if you have problems, it's something for a marriage counselor. You know, you got to work it out. But it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the relationship. This is the moment where we determine that this relationship will go on. This is it. We passed the test. And so this is a very momentous moment in the history of the Jewish people. Then he has another view, which in which this is more of a moral story. And what's that? You see, according to this, there was set down. He set down the law. What does that mean? He set down the law that this is the way it should be. That this is what they should do. But in the second interpretation, he says chok doesn't always mean a carved law that you carve into a stone. Chok could also mean your portion. And it was very simple what happened there. It's sort of a procedural question, but it becomes a moral question. The procedural question is, if you have all this water, and you have hundreds of thousands of Jews, and they're coming to get the water, how are they all not going to kill each other? They'll knock each other silly, trying to get the water. So the answer is, that Sham Sam L'Chok Mishpah Risham Yisav. For there, Moshe said, look, everyone gets this much amount of water, and that's it. And everybody took the water. Everything was peaceful, everything was fine. So they'll be able to get along. And that's how they passed the test. If you pass the test, if you can get along with each other and you don't damage and hurt each other in trying to get the water, then you will survive in the desert and you will be my people because you get along with each other. So it's a moral point. Mara was the place where the morals came out. Perhaps these two ideas, is Mara where we came in touch with God? Where we sealed the deal with God, sealed the marriage with God? Or is Mara the place where we sealed our relationship with each other? Perhaps that explains the Midrash, that what law was set down there? Some say, well, maybe Paraduma, the strange laws about the red heifer. Or no, maybe it was Mishpat, something understandable like honoring your parents. And maybe what Rav Meitan is saying, it's both. It's a place where we were tested about God, laws of red heifers and things that God wants us to do. And it was also a place where we were tested interpersonally in relation to our parents, to others. Will we steal the water or not? Will we take our portion and be done with it? Or will we try to sneak an extra portion away from the other people? And we pass both tests, both the interpersonal and the relationship with the divine. And with that, we merited to become the Jewish people. This story of Mara is no transitional story. It's not just a passing story. It's not just one of the pit stops along the way. This is the moment where we establish ourselves, both our relationship with God and our relationship with others, right after splitting the sea, when really the Exodus was complete, we established our covenant, God, and with our fellow human beings. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lamed Congregation for our discussion of the Parsha. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays, various Parshiot, and how-to videos as well. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.